show today, we have Unique's very own Danny Tomsett talking about digital humans. Yes, digital humans and how they're helping financial institutions. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Danny Tomsett from Unique, formerly Face Me. And you guys are the ones that have the digital human technology, which is really super cool, which we've been talking the last couple of years about how this technology is impacting us, how it's moving forward, and got a really cool demo of it last year. And you guys were just at Money 2020 as well. And you guys actually had another live demo from a bank. So you're actually using it. So it's pretty cool. So give us a quick overview on what Unique is, just for those who may have missed us the last couple of years, and then we'll dive into the weeds here.
Yeah, no problem. So changed from Face Me to Unique. Unique is part of our digital human rebrand, and we launched that literally only a few days ago. So really exciting, and really what digital humans were about to our customers was the ability to do two things really well. One was, how do you create personalized experiences to your customers? Because we're all unique and we all like to be treated like people rather than numbers. Right. So how do we do that? How do we take all this data and all this content and use that in a way that interfaces naturally and easy to customers, right? So, and then on the second side, customers love their own unique digital human. So they like the brand experience of this as well. We can embody our brand with our values, and just like our best people, our brand ambassadors are our frontline people. Mm-hmm. This is very much what digital humans and what we learned about digital humans is why we rebranded. This is so powerful, is that now every single person could have their own personal bank manager that they choose that represents the brand of that organization really well, but also makes me feel unique and personalized to me.
Familiarity to it. Like when you go to your favorite, restaurant or wherever you go, and you see the server there, or you go to get a haircut and the person there, you've been using for years. There's a familiarity with it, and that's what you guys have kind of captured here, only totally digitally. So it's really cool.
Yeah. And so, for those that don't know what a digital human is, a digital human is very much a synthesized human or avatar. So looks real, can respond and see you and hear you and basically take the best qualities of human conversation through body language, tone, expression, understanding, and make that incredibly scalable, which is what we can't do as humans. It's our biggest challenge is we are phenomenal. If you were to call us a machine, we are a phenomenal machine. We are highly complex. We don't even understand even a small percentage of our brain and how that system works yet. But we cannot scale that very easily. And so a digital human is this digital human touch that is changing many people's lives. And in fact, in banking, just really changing the way that we think about digital banking now. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Yeah, and that kind of segues to my next question is, why is this type of technology so important today, and especially in financial services?
Yeah, and look, when you think about where we're heading as a society, there is no doubt that we are driving from a consumer point of view more and more demand through digital channels. Mm-hmm. From a provider point of view, from financial services, cost to serve is so critical. The margins are getting squeezed. We're on negative yields. We're looking at how do we manage, profitable businesses meeting customer demands, and also thinking about how do we still stay relevant? Mm-hmm. How do we stay relevant to our customers, right? And this is why financial services are very interested in what we do, because mm-hmm. digital humans provide this potential to bring back that personal touch, mm-hmm. To bring that personal banker experience back, and then start to be relevant again. Mm-hmm. I start to think about how can I add more value to your life? How can I make things easier? Right. And how can I learn through the data that I have and through the conversation I have to then increasingly offer more and more value in what we can do as a service provider. And so that's really why digital humans are starting to take off in financial services.
No doubt. And there's also this a wow factor or a cool factor, at least right now, because it's still so new. But I think, and you're probably closer to this than I am, this is going to become our norm, right? It's going to become our normal way of doing maybe customer service or member service for credit unions, that type of stuff, right?
Totally. Yeah. Look, I just think, you know, in the end, I think keyboards are going to become more and more redundant. And conversation is just going to be so common throughout every part of our life, whether it be, you know, in the car and at home, devices, you know, et cetera. And so, you know, one of the things we know we're at, you know, the edge of this inflection point of change. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're seeing now is, you know, customers, it was very fortunate Money 2020 to have Lee Haddon, the CEO of Ubank, mm-hmm. Talk about Mia, their digital human, and early adopters like this organization, you know, they're growing at a 40% rate year on year.
Wow.
You know, when you think about embracing innovation and using that to build customer, I guess, acquisition and retain customers, grow applications and lending, things like that, which is what they're focused on, you know, it's a really good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as a consumer, I know when my credit union, when they're adopting some really cool, innovative fintech type stuff, whether that really works, that works really well. I mean, that enhances my loyalty and trust to them. They like, you know what, my credit union, my financial institution, they get it, you know, so
totally.
Like you said, totally stay relevant with this type of stuff. So it's,
yeah.
See where you're going with that one for sure. So how is Mia doing? It's been a year since Mia hung out with us at Money 2020. I mean, I just the technology still astounds me. So how has Mia improved in the last 365 days? I mean, it's probably by leaps and bounds, but it was pretty awesome back then.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's so much I'd love to tell you that I can't, but what I can tell you is what Lee said on stage, which, you know, part of how Mia's improved is, you know, a digital human is like the Neo on Matrix, right? You've got to plug stuff in, that's how you learn Kung Fu in seconds, and Mia's no different. So when you think about how an organization starts to see the value, some of the biggest improvements in Mia came from the people that are behind Mia, mm-hmm. who are, you know, operationalizing all sorts of functions and knowledge that Mia could now do. You know, before Mia existed, there was a form, and I don't know many people that love doing forms, and now Mia exists, you know, she's able to take someone through that form process, she's able to answer questions. You know, if you talk to any bank or financial services provider who has forms, I guarantee that they probably have a churn rate higher than 60 or 70% of people that start that form who don't complete it.
Right.
And we're just human beings. We have concerns about the information that it might not be as accurate, and we're not sure if an estimate would be fine or whether, you know, all these different things that come into that process. And so just being able to be assured, ask questions on the fly, mm-hmm. not having to pick up the phone, call a call center to get through to that next step. That's been a big game changer for them. And so Mia's just got better and better at that side of things. I think the other things obviously that they think about is channels that Mia is available through. So, you know, how do you make Mia send text messages, emails, pick up the phone, talk to Mia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the strategy of embodying your brand and being able to provide this personalized service isn't limited to just face-to-face, just like you and I.
Right.
We can message on many channels. And so I just love that part of their planning and their journey as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's wherever the customer is, wherever or however they like to communicate. You guys are answering that question or that bell for sure. And we hear a lot about voice banking today and, you know, working with Amazon and Google Home and all this type of stuff. But what you guys are doing is like taking it to a whole new level. I mean, it's voice banking essentially, but you guys are like, you guys are up here as far as the technology, especially with Mia, the digital human aspect of it. So you're really connecting with this entity, this digital human, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible when you think about just some fundamental human science with this, right? Mm-hmm. So you think about left brain, right brain. So, you know, often what we do with customers in the digital realm is just engaging their logic, their analytical side. If we are able to engage the right brain, we're able to, you know, engage in the connection side, which you talked about, feeling, reward systems, you know, things that can excite us, make us feel good. All those kind of things actually influence our left brain to operate better and to make better decisions, make more decisions. You know, all those things are really important. And so I think fundamentally that's why digital humans, you know, probably at the level which Alexa and others are not delivering at, they're delivering a functional task. If we were measuring maybe like just trying to get a task done as quickly as possible and satisfaction levels, that's probably where they're playing right now. If we're trying to build something that's creating emotional connection, that's influencing right brain behaviors, then that's where digital humans are playing. And we're probably having a bigger brand impact as well. Because, you know, put 1,000 banks through Alexa, do I really care whose brand is there? But if I get to talk to your digital human that represents US Bank, Wells Fargo, et cetera, you know, that's where that could be very, very powerful.
And I think as, I mean, and we all have heard, you know, your AI is only as good as your data. So I'm thinking that the, you know, as time goes on, Mia or the technology gets better and better, the more data it collects. Is that kind of the right assumption here? And so they can react to different things and all sorts of stuff. They can be more human almost.
Oh, totally. Right. And that's what I think organizations are getting better and better at understanding now, how important it is to continue to iterate and build on the data they have, but also be intentional about how they structure that to feed into these AI systems that can be incredibly powerful and you know, quick responses, understanding, analytics, things like that. The other thing we've seen is customers start to think about, how do we support someone like Mia or a digital human with our human team as well? So if the data is not there, how do we create that data on the fly and feed that into Mia? So looking at things like live chat integration now into Mia. So, and I mean, Mia is the name I'm using, but it's any digital human that's able to then say, hey, look, I actually don't know that, but let me just check with one of my team. And still as a customer, you're now going, this is cool. Yeah. I'm actually still getting what I need in an immediate fashion. So,
which is what normally would happen anyway, if you were calling a contact center. So if that person didn't know the answer, hey, let me go check with so-and-so, I'll get right back to you. So it's the same thing, only...
So human, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. And that kind of leads me to my next question, which you kind of alluded to already. Is like, okay, what's next? What's the next step in this technology for folks out there, especially financial institutions?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, part of my absolute belief is relevance is going to be so key to their strategy right now as these organizations are looking for, you know, where they can find the margins, where they can reduce the cost to serve, but also have, you know, differentiated experience or values experiences with their customers. So I see digital humans really being a big part of the way they're going to have to start to think about that personalization and relevance strategy. So taking personalization data and analytics and insights and really starting to provide more and more value to the customer in relevant ways. And so digital humans could well become more and more like the personal bank manager that we used to talk about, you know, in the old days. But
Oh my gosh, this stuff is so exciting. I'm so happy for you guys, your success and stuff like that. It's really neat to see that.
Oh, thank you.
It kind of brings me back full circle to the cool factor again. You know, if your organization or your bank or credit union has this technology, I mean, are you kidding me? The word of mouth that you're going to tell your family and friends, you got to check this out. Look at this. This is
totally
really cool stuff.
What you're saying is like every brand person's dream, right? What you've just said, right? Like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create something remarkable so that you are talking about this with family and friends. And this is exactly why you've probably not seen too many technologies that intersect both the brand impact and the service impact. So reducing cost to serve, increasing that brand impact. You know, we've seen your organizations like Geico, you know, put billions of dollars behind the Gecko. So it's not foreign to invest in that kind of brand engagement with your and activation with your customers. But what is new is that's all one-way traffic. what we're about to do is flip it on its head. It's now two-way. Customers are now interacting, building rapport and relationship, which is a game changer.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, exciting stuff, Danny. I'm stoked for you guys. Good stuff. All righty, sir. Where can folks find out more information on Mia, Unique? Where are you guys going to be? All that type of stuff. Because we want to get you out there and get folks exposed to this stuff.
So now that we've launched the new brand, I'm very excited to point people at our website, which is unique.com, which is UNEEQ.com, or you can do digitalhumans.com. That's also, it will take you to the same place. And look, that's up on that site. You can find all the information you need. You can connect through to the team and also information about various events and demos and other things. You can get to experience firsthand.
Indeed, yeah. Well, I think we'll probably use a couple of those demos in this. I'll put them in the show notes.
Oh, awesome.
Right to them. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Pretty cool, Danny. All right, man. Well, I'll let you get going. I know you got a busy day, so appreciate the time as always. And let's keep in touch. Let's, you know, check in maybe 6 months from now and see where you guys are.
Man, I appreciate your support, Michael. It's been awesome.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Take care. Good.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye.